Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Your true crime podcast keeps listeners on the edge of their seats. But here's the real mystery. Why isn't it making more money? Odyssey Creator Lab is here to solve that. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on the suspense while our sales team brings in advertisers and revenue. Stop leaving money on the table. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and turn your passion for true crime into real revenue.
Good morning, Larry Richard with Anchorman David Balderato. Paul Rasmussen, a little under the weather. Good to have David with us. Hope to get Paul back ASAP. Meanwhile, Aaron, this storm, Category 5 Hurricane Melissa, bearing down on Jamaica, unprecedented in their history. Have you ever been through a hurricane?
No, I haven't.
I have several over the years, and there's a period where you just wait, and it seems interminable that you're waiting. And this situation is catastrophic. CBS's Michael George.
Hurricane Melissa making landfall on Jamaica, the strongest storm to ever hit the island in nearly 200 years of recorded history. Now, Melissa is already blamed for at least 7 deaths in the Caribbean, including 3 in Jamaica, 3 in Haiti, and 1 in the Dominican Republic. The storm's outer bands are lashing the island with strong winds and heavy rain. Jamaica's prime minister is warning there is no infrastructure in the region that can withstand a Category 5. CBS's Bradley Blackburn is tracking the latest developments for us. Bradley, one of the most dangerous things about this storm is that it's moving so slowly.
Right now, Melissa is moving at just 2 miles per hour. That, of course, is slower than most people walk. And it means the worst effects of this storm could linger over the island. And whenever that happens, Jamaica is facing the threat of historic damage.
Millions in Jamaica are bracing for monster Hurricane Melissa, bringing the threat of forceful winds, catastrophic flooding, and deadly landslides.
She's slow and she's wide, so all areas of the island are expected to feel some impact.
Jamaica's Red Cross has set up shelters around the island.
We have been disseminating drinking water, cleaning kits, hygiene kits.
Ahead of the storm, local business owners boarded up doors and windows and piled sandbags.
We are just praying for the less worse to happen.
Stranded tourists are hunkering down in hotels.
We just came to have a good time, and now we're kind of stuck here.
That includes St. Louis hairdresser Marnice Stewart, who's riding out her first hurricane at a Montego Bay resort.
They've been giving us care packages that have like cups of noodles, tuna sandwiches. Continue to pray for Jamaica.
In southern Florida, home to the second largest Jamaican American population in the U.S., volunteers packed boxes of food, water, and other supplies in hopes of getting vital aid to the island nation as soon as it's safe to do so.
I have a lot of family back home in Jamaica that will potentially be impacted by this. We're really nervous for them, but we're very hopeful.
The strongest storm of the year is also expected to slam Cuba and parts of the Bahamas sometime between today and tomorrow.
And this morning in Jamaica, there are already reports of power outages and downed trees. And the National Hurricane Center is warning total structural failure is possible in places within the eye wall of this storm. The next few hours will be critical.
CBS is Bradley Blackburn. So You may wonder, when you hear Category 5, that is the highest designation, Aaron.
Right.
And so what exactly does that mean? It's on what they call the Saffir-Simpson hurricane wind scale, which includes the five categories based on the storm's sustained wind speeds. It also estimates possible damage to property ranging from some damage to, in this case, catastrophic. The National Oceanic and Atmospheric Administration has predicted an above-average season last year with 17 to 25 named storms. And this year, the first hurricane that reached that designation was Aaron. If you remember, it, you know, rapidly intensified on August 16th and weakened almost just as quickly. So overall, the coast here and the mainland United States hasn't dealt with what could have been a series of catastrophic storms that we experienced, you know, just a year ago when back-to-back storms devastated parts of our country.
Yeah, I think I really feel for those that just went there to visit, have a little time off. If you've never experienced a hurricane, trying to understand that slow, warm waters, slow wind, how that can even contribute to it becoming a Category 5, it's hard to wrap your mind around that.
Yeah, so a Category 5 sustained wind speed of 157 miles per hour or higher. And so when they use the designation of catastrophic, it means high percentage of framed homes destroyed, total roof failure, wall collapse, trees, obviously already experiencing power outages on the island. And it goes from 5 being the worst down to Category 1. And then it's tropical, you know, then you have tropical storms.
Right.
And then tropical depression is either well before the storms intensify or after.
Which I believe it was a tropical storm just on Saturday. It escalated very quickly.
So we'll keep you posted on Hurricane Malia. Driving the day's news weekday afternoons with Colin Dunlap. Brought to you by Service Master of Greater Pittsburgh. Demand the yellow van. So Aaron, you're still a newlywed. How long does that last? When are you not a newlywed?
That's a fair question. I've actually asked myself that many times. So in December, it'll be 4 years.
Oh.
No? How long do you think?
No, you're not a newlywed then.
So when do you get out of the newlywed phase?
I don't know officially, but I'm going to guess.
2, 3?
No, 1.
Yeah, I mean, that's just the truth. So yeah, I'm no longer a newlywed. There's no middle wed. I'm just married.
Hey, Siri, how long are you a newlywed? We'll see if she answers. She says, I don't understand.
What?
Come on, man.
I think after year one makes sense. Makes sense.
Well, there's a reason I ask. Did you get any china from your mother, grandmother?
Yes. Mm-hmm.
You did?
Yes. I got some of my grandmother's china from my mom and some of Vinny's grandmother's china from our mother-in-law.
Have you used any of it yet?
You know, we actually use, I don't even know, they're very nice plates that we use on a regular basis, which is kind of weird. We probably shouldn't.
It says a new study has found that the average homeowner waits nearly 30 years before breaking out the good china.
Mm.
Some goes for a really nice fancy jewelry. As for dishes, 2/3 of us have never even touched the good china, and about half of us are still waiting for the right moment to use it.
Okay, so let me rephrase. I think what my mother-in-law gave us, they're just very nice
dishes.
Plates. Yes,
they
very nice.
Give you good china.
Yes. Now, the good china that we do have is absolutely in storage. It's not even pulled out or clean.
Well, you've got 26 years left. So you can.
Right, exactly. We've got a little while.
Isn't that interesting, though, that you wouldn't pull out the good china? Who would you bring it out for?
Right.
I mean, what is the moment?
Well, and not every, like, do you have a china cabinet in your house? I think those are always so beautiful. We don't have one up. And typically when people pull it out, that's where they're pulling it from. Like, let me pull out the nice china. They open the glass doors of the cabinet.
All right. What else is going on?
So you don't have one of those in your house.
A china closet?
Yeah.
Actually, we do. And I think there's china in there that we've never pulled out.
There you
officially.
Go.
So most people wait 30 years to bring out the good china. Hey, live it up. Do it tonight. Pull it out and order a pizza and use
the nice china.
Pizza on your china. It's been almost a year, but there's a guy in Canada who just turned $93, a $93 bet into $100,000. Last November, the guy's name is Max Wolfish, bet that the Eagles would win the Super Bowl and the Toronto Maple Leafs would win the Atlantic Division in the NHL and the Blue Jays would make it to the World Series. After getting the first two right, he had to wait all summer and most of October, but the long shot paid off for a little over $100,000 on a parlay bet.
That's unbelievable. Very happy for that guy.
This is why people do that.
Right. They take a chance.
That. Right. It's like playing the lottery.
Right.
But by the way, you know, they do the 50-50 now at sporting events. This is only in the last 4 or 5 years, I think, maybe a little longer, because that was not allowed prior to that to do a 50-50.
Anything with sports betting truly makes my mind swim, especially following, you know, this NBA, you know, arrests and things going on with those mob families. Like, why is that huge? But we're allowed to do 50, like, you know, I don't get it.
So to give you some idea, odds of winning the lottery are astronomical. We all know that, right?
Yes.
But think about it. If you do a 50-50.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Your true crime podcast keeps listeners on the edge of their seats. But here's the real mystery. Why isn't it making more money? Odyssey Creator Lab is here to solve that. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on the suspense while our sales team brings in advertisers and revenue. Stop leaving money on the table. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and turn your passion for true crime into real revenue.
In a stadium, while your odds aren't great, they're much greater percentage-wise based on the fact that it's only people in the stadium who purchased tickets for the 50-50.
Okay.
Take a guess at what the 50-50 was worth when the Steelers played the Browns at Acrisure. Just take a wild guess.
$190,000. Does someone win every game?
Well, they win half of that, so about $100,000. You walk home with $100,000. And the game on Sunday night, almost as close, with $170,000 in the 50-50.
That is unbelievable. And people that didn't know, now you know.
Nuts.
Throw your hat in the ring.
I mean, so I went to the Penguin game a week ago last Tuesday, and they have people standing out with the machines. You know, you just give them your credit card. They don't accept cash. You want $10 worth, $5, $20, and then it prints out of the little machine, you know, your bet sheet.
Right.
And then you keep looking up and they keep saying what the 50-50 is worth. and it keeps adding up. But in the first period, it was only 5,500. I was like, oh.
No biggie.
What happened to the 190,000?
Wow.
Like at the Steelers game. Anyway, so that guy turned a $93 parlay bet into $100,000 plus. Bet responsibly.
Yeah, good for
him. So overall, it has been a fairly quiet hurricane season, which comes to an end, at least on the calendar, at the end of November. But dealing with a catastrophic Cat 5 storm right now named Melissa, and Jamaica right now is in the bullseye, and they're anticipating this is the worst storm in the history of record keeping there, with the potential for over 40 inches of rain, a slow-moving storm with high winds. The question is, what happens after the fact, after the storm? Joining us from Brothers Brother Foundation right here in Pittsburgh on our north side is the president, Ozzie Samad. Ozzie, good morning.
Good morning, Larry. Thank you so much for having me.
First of all, I want people to understand what Brothers Brother Foundation does, your mission and the background that goes all the way back to Dr. Robert Hinkson, 1958, and why this is so important and critical in these moments.
Right, Larry. Brothers Brother works in four different areas, which is healthcare, infrastructure, disaster response, and education. And I think, you know, mostly when you hear us on whether it's the radio or media in general, it's in regard to, you know, disaster responses. So we've been working in that area, you know, since early 70s, I would say. And whether it be domestic or international, our goal is to immediately try to see what we can do to help.
And in this case, you know, there's going to be a situation where there will be great need. How does Brothers Brother fit into the equation when it comes to relief and help?
So one of the first things that we do, Larry, is assess what the needs are on the ground. And this we do through our network of partners that we have both domestically and around the world. I mean, in this particular situation with Melissa, we are fortunate that we have been working with one of our main partners that's originally based in Jamaica. They're in southern Florida. And, you know, we reached out to them a few days ago, and we actually have 15 pallets of hygiene kit that should be leaving our warehouse today. I'm not exactly sure how they're going to get them there, but they're planning on flying them down and preparing to take them over as soon as, you know, they're able to do so. So that's about over 7,000 hygiene kits. And, you know, if you look at a hygiene kit, it's got simple things, toothbrush, toothpaste, bar soap, body wash, shampoo, conditioner, deodorant, hand sanitizer, feminine hygiene products, you know, wipes. So simple things that one, when you're in a situation like this and, you know, you're oftentimes out of house and home, you just need the basics. So that's our initial response. Now, what we're going to do is also take a look and see what else we can do. So examples of other things, you know, after a storm, I mean, initial things like wheelchairs, walkers. And Larry, I want to add, all these items have been donated by your listeners. So the hygiene kits that I'm talking about, we have individuals that come over here to our warehouse on the north side, and, you know, they'll put them together. We have corporate volunteers who've been coming over. So, you know, we really couldn't do it without the assistance of your listeners, and my hat's off to everybody for, you know, having the spirit to do this over and over.
We're with Ozzie Samad, President, Brothers Brother Foundation. And Ozzie, after meeting you personally and your team of dedicated, passionate people, this is a very unique organization, one the region should be proud to support, and I know they do. I also want people to know about the history that Dr. Hinkson was somebody who developed several medical devices crucial in alleviating pain and distributing vaccinations and inoculations that have literally saved millions of lives over the years. He developed the needleless jet injector or peace gun that increased the capability to help people over the years. And that all emanated from right here in Pittsburgh.
Indeed, Larry. Actually, it's an amazing story, and there's a book about it called Operation Brothers Brother. It was written in 1968. I mean, you know, when Dr. Hingson went out starting in 58, went around the world inoculating and vaccinating people against polio and so on, it was just absolutely unbelievable, the spirit of the man. And then his son, you know, took over and ran and brought his brother for almost 40 years. And I'm fortunate to be able to, you know, try to walk in those shoes. So our main work, you know, around the world, as you were mentioning, is really sending medical supplies and pharmaceuticals all over the world. So, excuse me, to give you an idea, last year we sent 280 million doses of medicines to developing countries. And, you know, in addition to that, you know, altogether it was about 109 containers of medical supplies and medicines. And then domestically, you know, wherever there's a disaster or other needs, quite honestly, locally, we've been providing mobile clinics. We just provided an audiology mobile clinic to the Eye and Ear Foundation that's going out with the vision and diabetes screening mobile clinic in our own underserved communities. And we're talking to other organizations within the city of Pittsburgh for a primary care van. We provided another one to AGH, or AHN, I should say. So, you know, our focus really is on people's well-being, especially in the underserved communities, whether it be here in our own backyard or, you know, somewhere across the world.
Well, we appreciate the work you do. Brothers Brother has been just such an unbelievable part of Pittsburgh for a long time. So, Ozzie, I know people want to help. What's the best way to get to you with some help?
So the best way, especially given the circumstance and the distances and so on, is for people to provide you know, financial support. You can go to our website. We are going to add another drop-down for hurricane relief, but at the moment, if they do go to our website under the donate box, if they go to international projects, 100% of anything that they donate will go towards the response. So, and this is our commitment to, you know, any disaster response, that 100% of what your listeners donate to us will go directly to helping those in need.
Brothersbrother.org. Ozzie, good luck. We thank you and appreciate the work you do on our good name here in Western Pennsylvania. Thank you and your team.
No, thank you. Thank you so much for having me, and thank you so much for all your support to you and your listeners.
Good morning, I'm David Ballarato.
Saw a bunch of people scrambling over there, and we were kind of watching that for a little bit, but saw him take it away. I wouldn't say it ruins the night. I mean, obviously, I hope he's okay.
A fan said to have life-threatening injuries after falling from the level 200 seating area at PPG Paints Arena last night.
Boy, there has been, at each venue, the major venue, what, Saturday night, there was an issue with somebody working over at Acrisure. Right. And then, of course, earlier at PNC Park, that fan has recovered from his injuries, but just coincidental. There's no way to link it to something. Right. It's just extremely coincidental.
Sure. Hurricane Melissa is expected to make landfall in Jamaica this morning as a powerful Category 5 storm with maximum sustained winds of 175 miles per hour, and it could dump up to 30 inches of rain. Marnie Stewart is a tourist from the U.S. and is riding out her first hurricane ever at a resort in Montego Bay.
We just came to have a good time, and now we're kind of stuck here.
Yeah, once you're there, there's nothing you can do. They shut down the airport, so it's just hunker down and hope for the best.
And Pittsburgh turned out yesterday to mark the 7th anniversary of the Tree of Life massacre in Squirrel Hill.
Well, I think of those 11 families who were directly, but the whole community was impacted. I remember that morning, David, I was driving to a Pitt football game, yeah. And at the time, my son was coaching at Carnegie Mellon University, and that's not too far from right. Tree of Life. And he said, Dad, I don't know what's going on. He sent me a text.
Yeah.
And as a parent, he said, we're in lockdown because of apparently there's a shooter, and didn't know at the time where it was. And, of course, the tragedy that ensued after of people that were just trying to enjoy a day of worship.
Yeah.
Still very raw for many people.
Yeah.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Your true crime podcast keeps listeners on the edge of their seats. But here's the real mystery. Why isn't it making more money? Odyssey Creator Lab is here to solve that. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on the suspense while our sales team brings in advertisers and revenue. Stop leaving money on the table. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and turn your passion for true crime into real revenue.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, and my new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Listen to and follow Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.